I'm going to give her a break this morning, and I'm going to do a children's message this morning instead, okay? And this was, did you have a good Christmas? Jake, did you have a good Christmas? You did. What made it so special? Isaac, what made your Christmas special this morning, this week? Liza, how about you? Did you have a good Christmas? Did you get presents under the tree? You did. What did you get?
I got a bunny house. I got a present.
Did you get a present? You did.
I got an open one.
Uh-huh. And what did you get in your present? Huh?
What? I got chocolate.
You got chocolates. Wow, that sounds good. What did you get? A Lego set?
Yeah.
You did?
It's Batman.
Is that right?
I know what I got.
And what did you get?
I got this Spider Man and a Spider Man Lego set.
A Spider Man. Wow. Cody, what did you get?
I got a Lego movie, two Mickey Mouse movies.
A Lego movie. Patience, did you get something under the tree too? You did. Oh. Well, you know what I got? I got this new shirt. How about that? You like that? Is that pretty nice? And I got some new socks. Wow. These aren't my new ones, though. These are last year's Christmas socks. And I got new socks, but they're home. And I got new boots, too. Boy, I got stuff to wear this year. Didn't I? Did you get boots, too? Wow. How about that? And new shoes. Wow, are those your new shoes? Yeah. Did you have a nice Christmas dinner? You did. Did you have family with you? Somebody special?
I got new shoes too, but it was not on Christmas Day.
Is that not on Christmas?
A long time ago.
A long time ago. Wow. How about you, Liza? Did you have a good Christmas dinner? Did you eat something tasty? What did you eat? You can't remember. All right. Okay.
I still
have
two shoes.
Uh-huh.
And I get new shoes from Natalie.
That's right.
That was, like,
awesome. Yeah.
I got this new Batman shirt.
A new Batman shirt. Now tell me something. What is it that really makes Christmas special? What makes Christmas the
I got two new coats.
You did. Two new coats.
Even your birthday?
I see. What makes Christmas really special? What is it, Jake? Jesus' birth. Right. My goodness gracious. How could we forget that? That we are... Yes. I see. Oh, on the computer. Huh? Yeah. Right. Okay. How about that? What was Jesus' birth like? Cody, can you remember? Where was Jesus born?
In, like, a barn.
Really? Yeah, he was born in a barn. How many of you were born in a barn? None of you were born in a barn, were you?
Mm-mm.
No. Most babies are born in a hospital, right? Or maybe sometimes in a house at home, but born in a barn? Can you imagine that a baby being born in a barn? And what was Jesus' first bed? In a manger. What's a manger? Do you know what a manger is? What's a manger?
It's something animals eat out of.
There's hay in it and maybe some grain, and animals eat out of a manger, and so they didn't have a bed. Jesus didn't have a bed when he was a little baby. And they put Jesus in the manger because there was no bed for Jesus. And so, and what else was in the barn, you think? What? Animals. Might be sheep and a donkey and goats.
And a horse.
Yeah, we don't know what.
And all cows.
And cows. It might be cows. Liza? Maybe a cat? Well, that could be too. We don't know. We don't usually see a cat in the creches, but that's a possibility, isn't it? Ah, right. You think the barn smelled nice where Jesus was put? Have you ever been in a barn? They're kind of smelly, aren't they? You've been in a barn. And it probably wasn't a very nice place. Well, I see that. Wow, look at that. Well, what else was special about Jesus' birth, though? If Christmas is about Jesus' birth, what else was special about that? It's who Jesus is, right? And Jesus was a king. Now, you would think that Jesus would be born King of all kings. You're right. King of kings and Lord of lords. With angels flying. Right. Very good, Patience. Wow. You've got the details down, don't you? Isn't that something? But here was this baby who was a king, the king of all kings, and yet instead of being born in a hospital or being born in a house or being born in a palace, he was born in a barn. Boy, oh boy, can you imagine that? And he was, you were born in a barn too, huh? Well, I'm going to have you read a passage out of the Bible, and let's see. Cody, I think maybe you're the oldest here. Can you read something for me? Come here and stand next to Papa, okay? And I want you to read right here from Mark chapter 10, verses 13 through 16. Can you read that nice and loud? Right there, yeah. Right there, yeah.
And they were bringing children to him, then he might touch them, and
the disciples rebuked
them. But then Jesus saw it. He was
indignant
and said to them, "Let the children come to me. Do not
hinder
them, for the such belong the kingdom of God. Truly, I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God like a child shall not enter it." And he took them in his arms and blessed them, laying on his hands on them.
Okay, thank you. That's from Mark chapter 10, verses 13 through 16. And this is when Jesus was older, when Jesus was a grown man, and some of the parents were bringing their little children, little babies, to Jesus, and the disciples said, "Oh, send them away. They don't belong here. This is just for grown people." And Jesus said, "Oh, no, no, no." He said, "Let the children come to me." And that tells us some really important things. Now, here we have a children's message, and you're sitting up front this morning. But there's something about this that tells us a lot, doesn't it? What does it tell us? There we go. What do you think this tells us? It tells us that the church is for children, too, and not just for grown people. And that's what Jesus says, that the church is for children too. Now, I realize that a lot of times, especially the little ones, they go downstairs for nursery, and the big people stay up here. And some of you might think, well, it gets kind of boring, or maybe you stay up here in your seat, and you think about other things, or maybe you draw on your bulletin. That's fine. You can draw on your bulletins while I preach, and we do other types of things too. But sometimes we think that church is only for big people, but it's not. Church is for children too, and even for babies. And so when we sing our Christmas carols or when we sing our other hymns, Those hymns are for children. When we think about the words, do you like to sing Christmas carols, Lilac and Liza? Do you like them? O come, all ye faithful. O come, let us adore him. Hark, the herald angels sing. Joy to the world. Those are great words, aren't they? We sing those, and children can sing those too. And we sing them so that you learn them and you learn what those songs are all about. And when we pray, I grew up in this church, and I was a little boy, just like some of you. And sometimes when the pastor would pray, my mind would be wandering and thinking about other things, going out and playing in the woods, or going swimming, or doing something else later in the day. But when we pray, we're talking to God. So what I want to say, of course, is that church is for children too. But it also tells us that grown-ups have an important job to do. An important job. What do you think the job is for grown-ups? Cody?
To listen.
To listen? Oh, yeah, right. Yeah. Okay, Jake?
To take care of you.
Wow. Yeah, and what are some ways that grown-ups take care of their children? Feed. And feed you and work and take care of you and do all kinds of things. But there's some other things that we do. Isaac, what do you think? Yeah. Liza, what do you think?
Going to work.
Going to work. There we go. Well, I have another passage of Scripture, and I'm going to have Liam come up here and read something. Liam, you want to come read for Papa here? Here you go. I'm going to have you read from Deuteronomy chapter 6, starting at verse 5 and read down through verse 9. Okay? So, Liam, you read nice and loud. Start there. Okay, start with verse 5 and read all the way down through verse 9.
You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might. And these words that I command you today shall be on your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children and shall talk of them when you sit in your house and when you walk by the way and when you lie down and when you rise. You shall bind them as a sign of your hand, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes. You shall write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates.
Okay, very good. Wow, well, that tells us a lot about what our responsibility as mommies and daddies are, or grandmas and grandpas are, and that is to tell our children about Jesus and to teach them the Bible. But why is that so important, you think, for mommies and daddies and grandmas and grandpas to tell our children about the Bible? Well, the Bible tells us all kinds of good things, doesn't it? The Bible tells us how to live. Did you know that one time Jesus said that the foolish man is like the man that built his house on the sand? And when the storms come and the waves wash the sand away from around the bottom of the house, well, the house falls down. And the wise man builds his house on what? On the rock. That's right, Jake. The wise man builds his house on the rock. And when the storms come and the winds come and the waves come, the house doesn't move. It stays there and it stays standing. And the Bible is the rock for us, isn't it? And when we build our house on God's word, on the wisdom of God's word, we go through times in our lives and things, we wonder if things are going to be shaky. But God keeps things standing for us, doesn't he? But you know, even more than that, the Bible tells us about Jesus being born in a manger. And Jesus, of course, teaches us how to live in his word. But most important, the Bible tells us that Jesus came to die for our sin, that we might be forgiven, that we might be forgiven by God. The other thing I want to say is, of course, the third thing is that someday you will be big too. Did you know that? Now, I think some of you have grown this past year. Lilac, you've gotten bigger this past year, haven't you? You're bigger than you were last year. Now, I have a tape measure. Come here. I want to measure how tall you are. Who wants me to measure them, how tall they are? Okay, we'll stand right here. Okay. And let's see how tall you are. Oh, my goodness. You are 42 inches. Liza, you come here. Let's see how tall you are. And you are, well, you're about 42 inches too. Isaac, come on over here. Let's see how tall you are. Okay. And you are 46 and a half inches. Patience, you want me to measure you too? You're all right? Okay. Jake, you come here. We'll take your word for it. Okay. And Jake, you are, wow, look at that. You are 49 inches. Cody, come on over here. And Cody, you are almost 52 inches. Liam, your turn. There we go. Okay. And Liam, I think you're the tallest of all. You are 57 inches. Now, next year, if I bring my tape measure, all of you will be bigger. Did you know that? You'll be even taller. And we'll find out how tall Patience is then, too, won't we? And when I look at some of our other young people, I think of how big Savon used to be, pretty small, and now look at him, he's bigger than his daddy now, and Arnell is catching up to her daddy too, and Arnell's getting taller, and Righteous is getting taller. You're catching up on your brother and sister there, Righteous. And when we get old, well, we don't grow quite so fast anymore. We grow in different ways, don't we? But I've watched each of you get bigger. Every year, you get a little bit bigger. And Patience's little brother will be bigger this time next year. He'll be running around and getting into all kinds of mischief and keeping his mommy and daddy very busy this time next year, won't he? And when my kids were small, maybe your mommy and daddy do this too. They have you stand up next to a door or stand next to a wall. They put a little mark on it. We used to do that on the inside of our little closet door there and keep a chart and see how big they grew. And we would measure them maybe on their birthday or on the beginning of a new year and so forth. Did you know that a long time ago that I was real little too? I was a baby like little Benaiah there. And my mommy used to tell me how one time when she and my daddy brought me to church, and it was before I could walk, and I was still just a baby in diapers, that it was an evening service, and I got away from my mother, and I was crawling along the floor underneath the seats and went all the way down to the front of the church, and there was another woman down there that captured me and sat me up on the bench next to her. And they became my mother, and that lady became close friends after that. But you see, all of us were young at one time too, but now look at us. And that's why we bring you to Sunday school. I went to Sunday school here at Grace Church when I was your age, Cody. Did you know that? And Liam's age, and I went to Sunday school here and had Sunday school teachers. And I've watched as each of you have grown and gotten bigger too. But you know, it won't be that long. See, this is the beginning of a new year, isn't it? And we will start a new year on Wednesday. The beginning of what year will it be? It will be 2020. Wow, can you believe it? And then next year, it will be what? 2021. 2021. And each year, you'll get bigger and you'll grow more. And you will have an important job in the church too, won't you? Some of you, when you get big, you might be a Sunday school teacher yourself. Or maybe when you get big, one of you might be an elder in the church and stand up front and lead the congregation in prayer. And maybe some of you might be a pastor and stand up front and preach. Can you imagine that? Well, see, that's the way it is in the church, isn't it? And so now I want to address your mommies and daddies and your grandparents here this morning to remind you of the things that we have just talked about here. Because, of course, in a few days, we will conclude 2019 and we will go into a new year. And we're reminded, Jesus' words that said, "Let the little children come unto me." These children that we have here this morning are our covenant children. God has blessed us, whether we're parents or whether we're grandparents or whether we're aunts or uncles. Here in New England, they say aunt, don't they? But coming from someplace other than New England, I still say aunt. But you see, God has blessed us with these covenant children, or here they are. But we have a great responsibility. And I want to remind you that the church is for them too, isn't it? Grace Church is for these children that we have. And what better place than to be into Sunday school, be in Sunday school, or to be in worship service. But not just in Sunday school and worship, but rather that we would be taking the responsibility as covenant parents to raise these children as covenant children in God's care, to teach them the ways of the Lord, and for your homes to be a household of God. And that's a great responsibility, isn't it? And someday, as we grow older, as we all are, we eventually pass the torch of responsibility onto these children that we have here before us today. And so I've postponed our prayer time this morning because I've asked our elders to come up and join me. And we're going to pray for our children, not just these, but for our young people as well. We have college students in our services.